The first trillion-dollar U.S. Lock company
Talk Radio
is now worth $2 trillion. The Dow up 60 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to our alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies today. High temperatures around 78, 79 degrees. Tonight, clouds moving in with a chance of light showers. Low temperatures dropping down to a mild 63. For Thursday and for Friday, more clouds and light rain showers expected. High temperatures hovering in the low to mid 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio. Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a powerhouse lineup for you today. You know, so let me just start out by saying this. Life, according to your plan, may or may not be what you thought it was going to be this time of the year. Now, for somebody like me, because I don't have just one plan, I have like this switch. This isn't my personal life. I'm over here and I'm like, oh, that plant, that is looking like crap right there. Oh, well, okay, let me flip the switch and I'm going to come over here until I can figure out how to do this, right? Some people say it's because I've got four planets in Sagittarius that, of course, I would have anywhere from 3 to 5 different plans operating in my mind at one time. But even with the best laid plans, I don't think you could have told me that we would be going through a time of uncertainty, difficulty, and be asking ourselves, am I going to get through it? Now, I want to tell you this. David Essel joining me here today as my very special guest. And, of course, I'm not surprised that he has decided to take on this topic and do something about it. Because it's one thing to be talking about things and another thing to be talking about them and then doing things in support of others. But I've known David for a while. And I'll tell you this, what I know about him is that this is what he is about. So whether you're having financial trouble or you're having relationship trouble or you're having some kind of hiccup in your career or you're thinking, OMG, I am not going to be getting that extra $600 unemployment, and here I am. Or if you are like us in the Pacific Northwest and you're watching the food in food banks, foods for infants dwindle, you have to ask yourself, how am I going to pull myself up from this one? But David, somebody I've known for a long time, He has taken this journey with me. He has been through this with me and all of us here at the network through the worst of times when he encouraged us back in the day to expand instead of retract in the middle of whatever we're calling that recession, depression, I don't know what we call 7, 8, 9, and then 10, but whatever it is. This is somebody that understands the world of possibilities are a thought, an emotional charge, not just that thought, because thoughts, they don't, you got to fire them up. You got to fuel them up with something. That is where you are. You're just a step away. He is a master life coach. He's a best-selling author. He works with people that if I said their names, you would know them. He understands relationships, marriages, you name it. And mostly why? Because he knows what it's like to be on the downside of up. David, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Pat, great opening, and I'm always excited to be back with you. You know, something that you said that I'm just going to paraphrase, I think it's really important to double down on this, is that you know, with this pandemic that we're going through that's affecting people at every level possible, what we forget about is that one of the greatest traits human beings have is adaptability to change. I mean, we have adapted over the years at one tragedy after another. We've come through it, but we've always done it via adaptability, not sitting back and complaining. And, you know, one of the reasons we're doing a free webinar, Pat, is that we've seen so many people now that are the, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacks regarding the pandemic, the presidential race, the racial injustice. You know, they're sitting there arguing, bitching, complaining, but they're not doing anything. There's no solutions to it. It's just that I want you to believe my side. And what we're doing with this webinar, which is free, is saying there is no sides. You know, like drop the nonsense. Let's start being proactive. Let's look at some tips that we can all take financially, meditation, contemplation, exercise, relationship tips, career tips. You know, right now, and you know this, Dr. Pat, there are people making more money than they've ever made in their life because they're creative as hell. They're not buying into the mass consciousness insanity that you can't be successful during a pandemic, and they're out there kicking butt. The rest of us, we need to catch up with these all-stars, Pat. We need to be doing what they're doing and drop the beliefs that we're handcuffed, that we can't do anything good, that my vote doesn't count, that my voice doesn't count, and we need to get proactive and start doing some stuff that we're going to share on the webinar.
Well, let's just be very clear about one thing. Let's just be very clear about the last thing you said. For people to still believe their vote doesn't count today, it's the most difficult thing for me to wrap my mind around because I've been through, oh my gosh, I've been through elections where I really believe that. I just believe my vote's not going to count. It's just not going to count. It doesn't matter my little teeny vote. But everybody, everyone's action and pledging to vote. Now, I'm not talking about pledging to vote for who you think I vote for. No. But voting is one of the few things we have that takes us to a place of at least knowing we had something to say. Let's talk about the other things you mentioned because they fit right along with this. A lot of times we don't think that we have what it takes to take that next action. And I'm not kidding, David. When I said back in 2010, back in 2010, 09 and 10, 09 was one of the hardest years of my life. I was at my absolute worst with, you know, my illness. It was on the mend. But I went through a period where, like you say, sometimes you got to get worse before you get better. 14-year relationship ended. We had the worst economic situation. And a voice said to me, and then lined people up for me to do this, start a network. What? What?
Yep.
Do a free webinar. What is it? And I know you've done this before, though, David. What is it about this energy that is moving you forward that so inspires you?
Pat, I think one of the things is I chose a career 40 years ago. We've just celebrated our 40th anniversary. you know, I chose a career that I loved. I didn't choose it to make money. I've been very blessed financially, but that's not the reason I chose it. And as I've adapted, I mentioned earlier, you know, one of the greatest human experiences we have is adaptability to change. What I did in 1980 when I started, I do 5% of my work is that now, sports psychology. That's how I got into the world of general counseling, is I started out in sports psychology. But then I got bored, Pat. In 1989, I got bored as hell, and I wanted to do something different. So I went into general counseling. And then I went into radio, and then I went into TV, and I continued to adapt. And so how do I stay so inspired is that I'm only doing stuff I love. You know, I'm only doing work that thrills me. As a matter of fact, about 5 weeks ago, I wrote a brand new book in 2 days that comes out in 3 weeks. In the pandemic, people are going, how are you inspired to write a book in 2 days? How are you inspired to do webinars? And I go, it's quite easy. I'm not going to sit down and wait for this thing to end. Who knows when it may end? I don't have a clue. No one has a clue. So am I going to wait until times are better? It's like in 2009 when you decided to start a network. Yeah. Same thing, right? Like, we are inspired, Pat, through our own internal guidance, you and I. Anyone can do this. But you've got to drop the crap. You've got to remove, like what we say in our philosophy is remove first, add second. Remove your crap relationships to bring in a nice relationship. Remove your crap career path to bring in something that inspires you. Remove the fast food and the alcohol and the drugs and all that nonsense in order to bring in the real you. Now, you know, as a former alcoholic and cocaine addict, I can tell you I've been creative my whole life, but it's never been at the level since I got sober. Right. You know, and you know the path, Pat.
I know. This is my 30th year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and so what we have to do is we've got to look inside. People who are inspired today are inspired because they're happy with themselves. And, you know, it's not that my life is perfect. I'm putting up with the same crap everyone else is. I just choose to remove myself from mass media. I choose to remove myself from social media posts that aren't positive and supportive. I choose to remove all that stuff so David Essel can stay clear, clean on my path to do my life's work.
You know, one of the things I want to talk to you about is let's talk about the removal process for a minute, because you're absolutely right about it. So the first time I went to my naturopath in 2005, when I first met Dr. Darvish, who basically helped me save my life. When I walked out of there, she said, remove everything white from your food. What? That was number one. Remove every part of this from your food, gluten. Like, that's it. I'm like, glutton? What's that?
No.
She's
right.
Like, gluten. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. What is that? But I found out and I removed it. And what happened to my body is exactly like what you're talking about. There may be some discomfort from changing those ways. Right, David? We're not saying if you remove something like a crap relationship, let's just say that, if you remove it, we're not saying that you're going to work up the next day and you're going to be like, oh, baby, I love it. I have no relationship. We're not. Because you also provide the tools and the support for people to know what to do next. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the name of my book, but also what I've learned. And Eckhart Tolle and I had a very interesting chit-chat about this, albeit not face-to-face. I would have loved to have it face-to-face. When I said, listen, I love the whole Power Now thing. I mean, I met Ram Dass a bunch of years ago, be here now. But I said, I got to tell you, I'm just feeling the power of next. Because right now, I'm grieving all the things that David Essel told me right here that I need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So for the moment, we're going to take you on a journey that you probably are thinking, that's not what I heard. That's not what people said. That's not what's in the law of attraction.